Good morning, Your Honors. Jessica Ellsworth on behalf of Ford Motor Company. The question before the court in this appeal is whether it is more likely than not that at least $5 million is at issue in a class action complaint that seeks a full refund of the sale or lease price of every Ford F-150 sold or leased in the state of California over a five-year period. The answer to that is plainly yes. A notice of removal need only include a plausible allegation that CAFA's $5 million amount in controversy requirement is met. And here, Ford supported its plausible allegation with a declaration that identified that just a subset of the class, three model years alone, and just looking at sales of those model years, included more than 68,000 vehicles. The declaration also pointed out that the average manufacturer's suggested retail price for those vehicles was over $45,000. That gets you to $3 billion that are in controversy based on just that subset of the class.
Did the district, did the court below give you any notice that it was considering remanding the case?
It did not, Your Honor. After the notice of removal was filed, there was no request for remand from the plaintiff. The parties moved to briefing a motion to dismiss, which the plaintiff filed its opposition, and in its opposition said nothing about there being a jurisdictional problem. It was only at the end of the district court's decision on the motion to dismiss that it decided, once there was no longer federal question jurisdiction, that it would look to whether CAFA's requirement was met.
So this was on a basis that was neither briefed nor argued.
That's correct, Your Honor. That's correct. And in doing so, there are a number of errors with the district court's analysis, starting with the fact that it didn't discuss any of the facts from Mr. Fye's declaration that Ford had submitted, including
well,
that there
and
are...
Well, he was concerned. As I gather, the judge was concerned that, you know, they can ask for whatever they want in their complaint. They asked for the value, I think, of what they paid as restitution. But that's not under California law what they're entitled to.
Well, Your Honor, what the
you have to account for the use of the vehicle.
That's correct, Your Honor, on three of the counts in the complaint. And those are three of the counts that the district court identified. It's the Song Beverly count and the two counts under the California Commercial Code. But two other counts of the complaint that the district court never discussed seek a full refund of the purchase price, and that's brought...
Under either of those statutes, under California law, would they be, if they prevailed, would they be entitled to a full refund?
So, Your Honor, I think that the question
under
is...
Under California law?
So one of those counts is an unjust enrichment count, and one of those counts is the Consumer Legal Remedies Act. And what this court has repeatedly said is that the amount in controversy cannot be conflated with the amount of damages that are likely to be ultimately recovered. There's nothing that requires an offset in an unjust enrichment count. There's nothing that requires an offset under the Consumer Legal Remedies Act. And just to be clear, when there is more than $3 billion at stake, the amount of offset, even under the three statutes that involve an offset, would have to be more than 99% to get you under CAFA's $5 million amount in controversy. This is not a close question. This is not like cases where you might be at $5,100,000 and there is really some work for the district court to do to see if that is more likely than not. This is a case where Ford's evidence showed, and it was uncontested evidence, that there was more than 600 times the amount in controversy requirement just from a portion of the class action. I think it's if you read the cases that are cited in the briefs, you'll see that cases that are about bags of potato chips, cases that are about strollers, cases that are about energy bars, meet the $5 million threshold without significant effort. A Ford F-150 costs tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
What does it cost? Remind me of what the what these trucks sell for.
The average manufacturer suggested retail price is over $45,000. I can give you the exact number. It's in paragraph 5 of Mr. Fye's declaration. It's $45,498.94.
Right. We've got cases that say there needs to be at least some evidence to support a proposition. And I understand the declaration that was submitted probably wasn't submitted with an eye toward proving the proposition, because at that stage you understood all you had to do was put it at issue. But the question becomes, suppose I agree with you that there's a good case to be made for the $5 million barrier to be met. Is there sufficient evidence to justify a conclusion to that effect now, or is this something the district court has to address?
Your Honor, I think this case is really on all fours with Watkins and that question. In Watkins, there was a declaration that was submitted that the district court did not address in its ruling, and that declaration said, this is the quote from the decision, nationwide sales of zero-impact bars for the last 4 years exceed $5 million. And this court, without even holding oral argument, found that that statement in the declaration was a sufficient basis to make it more likely than not that
Do we have a statement like that in front of us now? I mean, what we have is a calculation that reaches to a huge number, but it's also a calculation that's dependent upon manufacturer suggested retail price. And I don't think it's a surprise to anybody in this room to understand that not all vehicles are actually sold at the sticker price. Indeed, I doubt that very many of those vehicles were sold at the sticker price. So already we're moving away from what the declaration offers up. Doesn't that require some degree of speculation as to how much we move away from that figure?
So I disagree, Your Honor, that it requires any speculation. And I would point this court to the number of cases where it has said that reasonable chains of logic and reasonable assumptions can be made from the evidence that's before the court. If you set aside the sticker price, if you have questions about the sticker price, just the fact that there are 68,000 plus vehicles alone means that if there is more than $74 for each vehicle at stake in this case, you're over the $5 million threshold. $5 million is not a big number when you're talking about this many vehicles in a very populous state over a five-year period. And this court has said, if you look at the Ibarra case and the La Crosse case, this court fleshed out the idea that while speculative statements aren't enough and you can't have things that are pulled out of thin air, you can use as a defendant reasonable chains of logic. And that's because all that there has to be at the removal stage is a plausible allegation by a preponderance of the evidence. Is it more likely than not that this complaint seeks to place at issue more than $5 million? When you have two causes of action that alone seek a full refund of the purchase price, you have others that seek, it may involve an offset. You have attorney's fees, you have injunctions, you have civil penalties. There are all sorts of confirmation from the complaint coupled with the number of vehicles. And as icing on the cake, you can look at the MSRP and get you to the easy conclusion that it's more likely than not that there's more than $5 million at stake. This court has stressed that jurisdictional rules are meant to be quick and simple to apply. Using the average MSRP, that's the figure that a manufacturer has at hand. All manufacturers who don't sell directly to consumers, whether you're selling through a distributor, through a big box retailer, through a franchise, you know how many how many products went into a state and what the price was. You may not know if they were sold on sale, but you can, as we pointed out in our brief, even if you assume they were sold for 50% of the average MSRP, and even if you assume there was a 50% offset, you're still at over 155 times the amount in controversy amount. If there are no further questions, I'll reserve my time for rebuttal.
Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the court. I am Joshua Anaya, and I represent Stephen Schneider in this appeal about jurisdiction and evidence. Jurisdiction is the power for the court to hear a case and to provide relief. Evidence is the experience about that case. It comes from people who talk about things.
We get both of those points.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. And so I would like to move on.
Are you willing to stipulate that the recovery in this case, including the future attorney's fees and costs, will not exceed $5 million?
Your Honor, I can't make that stipulation.
Then why isn't this a federal case under CAFA?
Well, I can't make the stipulation because the parties can't confer jurisdiction on a court. So regardless of what I believe the case is about, Ford hasn't met their burden under a clear error standard.
Well, the judge will rule whether there's jurisdiction or not. My colleague simply asked you whether you're willing to stipulate to that.
No, I am not. I believe this case...
Because you think the damages might exceed $5 million, especially if they include attorney's fees.
Your Honor, I do hope they exceed $5 million.
Well, then why aren't we in federal court? I mean, because you can argue all you want about Ford having to prove things, but Ford actually wasn't put to the test of proving things. The court pulled this rabbit out of the hat, and I understand maybe why he did it, but is there any real doubt that the potential claim here, the amount at issue, exceeds $5 million?
Well, if you look
The answer to that question is no. Why are we wasting our time?
Well, Your Honor, if we look at what Ford posited in its brief for the motion to dismiss, I understand that we're here on the remand issue. But in Ford's brief, they said that this is a one-off issue. So does Ford truly believe that this case is $3 billion? Or is it a one-person individual case? We filed in California...
Well, any defendant who thinks he has a defense thinks it should be zero. That doesn't mean, okay, we'll treat zero as the amount in controversy.
Of course.
Your claim, the question is, what is your claim? And your claim, on the face of it, is wildly over $5 million.
I will put forth, Your Honor, that the complaint itself does not state any dollar amount. And if Ford had removed just on the complaint and just on a notice of removal, they would have been fine until plaintiff or the judge contested that. Then at that point, I believe that was Judge Parker's point, then the parties have the opportunity to prove by real evidence what the amount of controversy
is. That's not what the statute says. That's not what our law says. What's required is a plausible allegation.
Yes, Your Honor.
To start. And why is this? What's implausible about the allegation that there's more than $5 million involved?
I believe it's implausible because...
In light of Mr. Fry's affidavit.
Well, before we go to Mr. Fine's affidavit, we have to look at the complaint. The complaint controls what relief my client and hopefully the putative class is seeking. That's a lemon
no,
case.
No, that's not true. You can't avoid federal jurisdiction, for example, by not including any statement as to the amount in controversy.
And we're not.
So we have to read the complaint and figure out what it's seeking. And you won't stipulate to seeking or collecting less than $5 million, so why should we assume that's all the complaint reaches?
Well, if you look at the complaint, and as Ford did, it looks unclear. They didn't know what the amount of controversy was. So Ford took the additional step before removing to add evidence. And I believe that step is the key that distinguishes this case from the litany of cases in this court.
How much is in controversy in this case?
I don't know.
Really? You don't know?
I took
this case on and you didn't know what you were aiming for? I don't believe that.
Your Honor,
I simply do not believe that.
Well, here's the issue, Your Honor. We filed in California State Court.
That's not the issue. I mean, you have to be candid with us.
I am candid, Your Honor. And so I believe this case...
More candid with us.
Thank you, Your Honor. And yes, if we do have a class with 60,000 people and a truck that's $50,000, yes, we have a $3 billion class.
Okay, so why aren't we in federal court?
Ford
Why
brought
are we
us
wasting here? Our time with this?
Ford brought us here. And the
and seems to be entitled to bring us here. So why are we in federal court? Why are we fighting over this question?
Judge Klausner did not believe that this case belonged in federal court.
He had reasons perhaps for wanting to get off his calendar, but he didn't give a reason for why the amount in controversy is really less than $5 million.
Well, Your Honor, he looked at the evidence in front of him, the evidence that Ford put in front of Judge Klausner with the notice of removal. That's the evidence that he had. And by looking at that, he didn't know. It was Ford's job to tell.
Well, there are two different problems with that. One is that the issue hadn't been put on the table, so Ford really shouldn't have been put to the test at that point. But the other issue is I watch your brief, and it busy argues that, well, this person doesn't have personal knowledge, so we should disregard it, none of which is ever discussed by the district court. You're reaching for reasons why we should disregard what's in front of us, even leaving aside the question of whether the question is really in front of the district court at the time he answers the question. I can't figure out for the life of me how I could be seriously maintained that the amount in controversy of this case is less than $5 million, and you still haven't come up with an explanation. The most you're saying is that, well, Ford's got to prove it, And my answers to that are, first, not at that stage, and second, how is it that it hasn't proven it already?
Because
it really seems to me like an incredible waste of time.
And, Your Honor, I do believe it's a waste of time to be in federal court. We filed this case.
Why? CAFA's there. Why is it a waste of time for us to take on the question as to whether
these cases in federal court?
And Ford did not put the evidence to show that this case belongs in federal court.
What?
He offered Mr. Fry's declaration.
And that's what I'm looking at.
Under our case law, they can do that.
And they can do that. And they did that with the notice of removal.
The question for me is, why isn't that just possible? If you make the reasonable inferences that counsel just went through, I don't know why that just doesn't satisfy. The problem here with what happened here is Judge Klausner, he's ruling on the motion to dismiss, and all of a sudden he's, there's no jurisdiction here because I got rid of the one federal claim. And it doesn't look like this is really worth. And he doesn't issue an order to show cause. He doesn't do anything to alert the parties. He just says, you're going to state court. And as Judge Clifton just said, it was a way for him to take this case off his docket. But there's serious problems with what he did.
Yeah, so have you and your firm done class action cases before?
Yes, Your Honor.
You're experienced?
I am relatively new to this firm, but I have done.
Pardon me?
I'm relatively new to this firm.
Not you, but your firm.
No, our firm has been around for a long time, Your Honor.
And experienced in these things?
Yes.
And so you didn't move to remand?
No, we did not move to remand.
Right, so you must have thought it belonged in federal court because you're careful, thoughtful lawyers. Right.
I would agree that we are careful, thoughtful lawyers, but we did file in California court.
But the removal was obviously somebody looked at this and said, it looks like the removal is okay.
I don't have the answer to that question.
Well, you didn't move. Judge Parker just said you didn't move to remand. You could have.
And that's things careful, thoughtful lawyers do, right? First thing you look at is jurisdiction. That's what you told us when you first got up.
Yes.
You were big on satisfying the jurisdictional issue.
And I don't believe it's been satisfied in this case because Ford put forth evidence with their notice of removal. They told Judge Klausner that he could not rely on the complaint itself. So they
and
provided.
You didn't contest that.
I did not contest it, no, Your Honor.
And so it's teed up with what we have, which raises both the questions of how could the district court have decided that issue at that point since it hadn't really been teed up. But more importantly, for my purposes, how could there possibly be a question at this point, factually, as to whether the amount in controversy exceeds $5 million? Based on what we have in front of us, how can you reach any other conclusion?
And based on what we have in front of us is Mr. Fye's declaration. He has two sentences that talk about the manufacturer's suggested retail price.
You contest that.
I'm not contesting that, but what I'm contesting
is... Okay, so we have that one. We have the manufacturer suggested retail price, not contested.
The other factor
is the number of vehicles sold. Do you contest that?
The reason why I have issues with those is who sold the trucks. We know that Ford didn't sell the trucks. Mr. Fye is an engineer. He tests vehicle performance. How does he know how many trucks were sold in California?
He looks at business records. That's obvious.
You think Ford doesn't pay attention to how many Ford F-150s are sold in California?
I believe they do, Your Honor, but we're looking at summary judgment type evidence.
We're not. That's one of the things one of the many things you're confused about. All we're looking for is a plausible allegation that the amount in controversy exceeds $5 million.
But Ford put forth evidence with its notice of removal. And that
evidence pretty strongly supports the proposition that there's a plausible basis to conclude the amount in controversy is over $5 million. And I haven't heard I hear you trying to poke at that, but I haven't heard anything that could possibly support any other conclusion. And so that's why this whole thing seems to me like an enormous waste of time. And you're not doing yourself any favors by continuing to argue that there's an issue there unless you can point me towards something that suggests there really is a serious question as to that proposition.
And, Your Honor, I believe it's a serious question because there aren't the facts to show this from
And you won't stipulate to taking less than $5 million. So, and you didn't file your client's counsel at the time. It may not have been you. Your firm did not file a motion to remand.
No, we did not.
It is just impossible to reach a different conclusion unless you point me to something more than you have so far.
Well, Your Honor, since we are here on a clear error
standard. In addition, you don't even know how much you insofar as we can glean from your answers, don't know how much is involved in your own lawsuit.
We don't at this point, Your Honor. We know that it's involved with my client who's had these issues. We believe it's a widespread issue because of a bulletin that Ford sent to a lot of people. We filed in state
court. Your big-time class action law firm wouldn't be filing a suit of this nature over one car.
Not at all.
Can we be clear on that?
Yes, Your Honor.
So there are a lot of cars involved.
We believe there are a lot of cars.
How many cars do you believe are involved?
We don't know.
What did your pre-complaint investigation show?
The pre-complaint investigation showed the nature of this transmission that's in this F-150. And that transmission is what's causing the problems. So that's what's putting the case in controversy. That's what we're fighting about here. And we don't know.
One transmission?
One type of transmission. Excuse me.
Many transmissions.
It is one form of transmission that is in many, many cars. We don't know how many cars. We haven't been able to do discovery because we've been in federal court for the past year. California has much more liberal discovery that we can get to 10 days after we serve.
But you weren't interested in that because you didn't move to remand. So that doesn't make any sense.
I can't speak, Your Honor, to why we didn't remand. And
I mean, you're the lawyer.
I am.
Why can't you speak to why you didn't remand? It's your case.
It is my case, Your Honor. And I don't have a good answer for that.
Right.
Okay.
Sometimes you're better off cutting your losses.
Yes, Your Honor.
I mean, we don't want to use words like frivolous or anything like that.
You didn't invite this. The district court invited this. So I understand you're in a somewhat difficult position, but at some point, it's really kind of hard to maintain a proposition, and you're dogged in refusing to concede you got a problem here, but wind's blowing pretty strong. Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, I can appreciate Your Honor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for answering our questions.
We
gave you a hard time, but that's our job.
Do you have anything you want to add?
Unless you have any questions, no. I'm happy to rest.
You're willing to tiptoe off the stage.
With that, the case is submitted at this time, and that ends our session for today. Thank you all very much.